Yeah, I found it really fascinating that the idea of comparison that came up. So we see this happening exteriorly in our relations to others. And it just struck me that that is the effect of how proprium works interiorly. So it splits us into two, good person, bad person. If you look interiorly, you'll see that dynamic playing out in your own self-talk. And then, of course, we see it manifest openly in the way that we deal with others in terms of drawing those comparisons as well. So the comparisons happen externally because there is an internal dynamic that is the cause of that more external dynamic. And we see it in logopraxis a lot in what we term the merit-guilt cycle. I'm doing well when I can follow my task and get it all done. When I don't, I'm not doing well. Okay, so you're not doing well, then the self-talk is whatever it is, you know. But not just in terms of working with the text. It'll permeate our life. That dynamic permeates our life so that we go through cycles of what we deem as success and failure, or not making the grade. And then for a time, sort of being on top of things, bang, something happens, not making the grade. And so we're just in this sort of double bind of attempting to do our best from ourselves and then being laid flat by something that hits us out of the blue often. So that is the cycle that goes on, and this interior split that occurs. And really what you have is just different communities of spirits playing off each other, and we're kind of the meat in the middle if we can't extract ourselves from that dynamic or recognize that it's happening. And again, that's why the text is so important, because the text gives us a focus whereby this other stuff could be going on. But if we come back to text and my task, then we enter into that aspect of employment, our work in terms of our spiritual work.